This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Next Tuesday, May 12, marks a year since a 7.9 magnitude earthquake devastated southwest China. Our colleague from All Things Considered, Melissa Block, has been in Sichuan Province doing stories on what's happened in the year since, and before she left, she sent us this audio postcard.
My name is Steve McGrew. I'm from Spokane, Washington. I'm an artist blacksmith in the afternoons and weekends. Reason I'm here is it's a long story.
It's one of those circular stories. I met Steve McGrew in a blacksmithing workshop at the Guangya School outside the city of Dujiangyan. Turns out he's an accidental blacksmith. It all started with a trip to China 7 years ago with his son, Ben.
Now, you know, knives are banned in schools in America. When he discovered at age 11 that he could buy any knife he wanted on the street in China, he wanted to buy them all. Then he saw a sword. He wanted to buy that. And we didn't have a suitcase big enough for the sword he wanted, so I told him, no, you can't buy the sword, but I'll make you one when we get home. Little did I know what it would lead to.
Okay, so why is he here? Here's the story. Steve McGrew had heard on NPR that I was coming to Sichuan. He sent me an email saying he'd be here too, and he told me he'd be assembling a 6-foot-tall steel sculpture he'd made in honor of those killed in the earthquake. He said in the email it was a sculpture of a dandelion inspired by a poem called Elegy, written by the Chinese poet He Xiaozhu. I thought, wait a minute, that's the same poem we aired on All Things Considered a week after the earthquake. Aha.
Well, my wife heard this poem on NPR and told me about it. I looked it up on the website and brought tears to my eyes.
Within an hour, he had drawn a sketch.
There we go. That's my original sketch right there.
A rough pencil sketch showing a dandelion emerging from a cracked boulder. He started forging the dandelion blossom and leaves and stalk, and here he is in Sichuan 1 year later with his sculpture.
Packed it in 2 big crates, shipped it over.
Here's the ending of the poem that inspired Steve McGrew in the first place, read by the poet He Xiaozhu.
悲哀波及半个地球.
Sorrow engulfs half the world. Tears turn to ice. Let candlelight melt them away.
孩子们, 坐上蒲公英,
children, climb on a dandelion and line up for heaven.
Steve McGrew has taken that image of the dandelion and transformed it into silver and steel.
These are the dandelion seeds. They're little parachutes. This is a bicycle brake cable. And then the cable is frayed out up above here, and it makes a great parachute.
And it looks like it could just take off on a gust of wind and fly away.
Yes. One of the seeds will be up like this, so it's clear that it's blowing away.
McGrew feels a strong connection to China. He's been coming here for business and pleasure over the last 20 years. The earthquake really hit home.
This, I felt this.
You were just touching your heart, pounding your chest.
Yeah. We've been through an earthquake ourselves. We lost a house in an earthquake, so all this is pretty close to our hearts.
That was the Loma Prieta earthquake in Northern California in 1989. Steve McGrew knows his dandelion sculpture won't fix people's lives here, doesn't help with any basic needs, but it does tie him to this place. His dandelion sculpture will be installed at a new earthquake museum that will open on Tuesday on the anniversary. I'm Melissa Block in Sichuan, China.
And you can see photos of Steve McGrew's sculpture on our website, npr.org.